Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
And you're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods.
Hey, guys. And in this episode, we're going to just basically discuss camp cooking and like kind of all the different setups that we've used and, you know, seen other people use over the years. And yeah, just kind of what we have found works for us and what doesn't. Yeah, definitely tune in and we'll see you soon.
Stick around. What's up, everyone? Thanks again for tuning in. We kind of got a cool episode today. A little different because it's something we're not experts in, at least not myself, but we're going camp cooking. So whether you're one of those guys who brings out the Blackstone, we've got a guy, Jordan, I'm looking at you. He may bring out his whole grill setup. So yeah, we're going to kind of go over some things like that.
Yeah. I mean, because really like cooking is like probably one of my favorite parts of camping. It's honestly something that I look forward to, like to get to the camp spot. So that way I can start like cooking and using my setup. And I don't really do any of the cooking at home. I mean, really it's like my wife does most of that. Thank you, Jacqueline. But it's one of those deals where, yeah, when I'm out in the woods and everything, it just, I don't know. It's something that I just really enjoy, you know? And I started off on like just a normal Coleman cook stove, you know,
Coleman two burner. Who doesn't start on that?
Yeah. And really it was like perfect, man. I mean, you know, I had my Coleman two burner. I brought pots, I brought pans. The only reason that didn't work for me was just size. Like I didn't have enough room to carry all that stuff. So that's the reason I ended up with my current setup. What did you start out on? Did you start on a Coleman?
Same old, man. Coleman two burner. I still have it. I was in my garage this weekend moving some stuff around. Huge sale coming up. But I found my Coleman two burner. And it's funny. It's like that thing never quit working.
Yeah.
I just, same as you, wanted something different, something hold a little bigger pans and stuff like that. And, you know, this is kind of like the Raptor lights. Well, I got a Tembo Tusk because how else are you going to know if I'm cooking or not?
May as well. Yeah. You know? Well, and that's like, for me, you know, like I mentioned before, like size was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million different ways that you can cook food while you're outdoors, obviously.
Yeah.
You can do as simple as cook it over some coals on the campfire, or you can go as crazy as getting a full cook drawer system with sinks and water heaters and everything else in it, you know? So it's like, you can go as crazy as you want or as simple.
Well, and that's like whenever I first started really getting out camping, and this is like floating rivers, camping overnight on some of the rivers we've got up near us, you know, like the cooking on the coals, that was like the way, man. You know, I can remember our buddy Levi. He had this cast iron skillet, man. I just remember him always, we'd get a fire going and then sweep some coals to the side and throw some meat on that thing. And I mean, what better way to cook some stuff up than just on a cast iron skillet over some open fire, you know? So that was probably one of the first ways I had ever done it. That wasn't like the first setup I ever owned, though. Like I said, Coleman two burner, but not long after, man, you got to add some cast iron to you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, cast iron's definitely great. Doing like a Dutch oven setup. Oh, yeah.
We're big Dutch oven fans.
Yeah. You know. Mo loves Dutch ovens.
I mean, so much so that I may ruin somebody else's. You know, like I love mine so much that you better watch yours, because sometimes people say that we can use them, Grant, and then their wife isn't so privy to that information. So I apologize for that. But yeah, watch your Dutch ovens, everything like that. And I mean, That may be one of the better things I do cook out of. We cook out of, we can make a pretty good cobbler.
And
you know, it's not like it's difficult, you know, it's just adding the ingredients, putting the coals on it and around it and, rotate.
Yeah. What would you say is, or I guess better question is, what would you say Mariah's favorite?
Yeah. No kidding. Right.
Favorite meal to cook while camping. Like if you guys are getting to a spot, it's late. You know, you don't necessarily want to do just hot dogs. Like, do you guys have like kind of a go-to just quick meal?
I mean, a quick meal. I mean, it depends on who's all around. Mariah, she is amazing, and she will, she will, you know, make meals for way more than us and have extra left over for others, kind of same way you do on your scottle. But I mean, there's not many trips we take where, you know, if I need something quick, there's going to be a cheeseburger around at some point. But then, you know, jambalaya has seemed to like show up. It's real easy to put together. It cooks all in one pan or one pot. And that can feed a lot of folks, man, reheats well. So it's like that has been happening more and more. Is that's not like the easiest meal, I don't think. I mean, but that's one of our quickest ones, you know, something we've done, you know. I'm terrible, man. Yeah. Cheeseburgers, man. I am so basic, but cheeseburgers are something I can always have. I don't care if I have one for lunch, dinner will be fine too.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I have stuff like that too, you know, because it's, if I'm by myself and my wife and my son isn't with me or no one else, I generally keep it pretty basic. And that's just because
I know those biscuits are coming.
Well, you know, definitely if I got some biscuits on me, I'm probably going to bake some, you know, but for me, it's like, man, I know this is weird, but like I'll get a Hot Pocket, you know, or one of those frozen like sausage biscuits that you'll get out of the frozen section.
Jimmy Dean.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I'll just throw it right on the scottle, you know, put a little aluminum foil over the top of it, kind of make like a little oven.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, they're awesome. I mean, it's super quick, easy. Don't have to make a big mess. It's great. You know, I know I've mentioned kind of my cooking setup before on here, but due to the topic of our episode.
The scottle is so perfect though, you know, like for what you do, to be able to have the option to cook bigger meals if need be and not have to bring a different pan size.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because that scottle, like I've mentioned before, I have just a single burner stove, I have a hole drilled into a, you know, wood, basically table slide that comes out of the back of my vehicle, just slides out. I drop my single burner down in there, and then I put my little scottle top that I bought off of Southwest Disc. I just put it right on top. And the reason I love that is because I can turn it into an oven. I can turn it into a pot if I want to make like a soup.
Mm-hmm.
I can, kind of do anything with it. And that's the reason I do those is because
I did not know that you could cook soup on a scuttle.
Yeah.
I mean, it totally makes sense due to its shape, but
yeah, you can do soups on them. I mean, you won't have like a really brothy soup because it's not the deepest, you know, pot, but yeah, like you can definitely do some soups.
Also seems weird. I'm just not a soup person. So like to hear that was like a meal that turned up at some point, that's amazing.
Oh man, my wife is a soup lady, dude.
That may be like a, my wife's same way. Also a soup lover. I always tell her the recession's over. We're eating real food now. We ain't eating water flavored with chunks of meat.
No, let's I get it. Yeah. No, and it's to me, like for my personal setup and the space I have, like that works perfect. Now I've seen other setups that are really cool, like the Jet Bowl stoves, not even like the
Genesis.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah. The Genesis.
Not a paid sponsor.
Yeah, definitely not sponsored. Don't even own one. I'd love to own one, but they're really cool. It's like these little stoves that
they seem the same. Like they seem like they were hot. They were hot for a while, you know.
Yeah,
I think like everything that comes into this industry is like stuff gets hot, you know, and it's something we haven't seen.
Yeah,
you know, those Jetboil Genesis. I can remember when they, you know, I guess what, 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. Jetboil, correct me if I'm wrong, but Yeah, you know, like that folding, being able to fold pack was a super cool way. If y'all hadn't seen them, right?
Like they're awesome.
Look them up, and I think they come with like their own pot maybe that the whole stove stores in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're super compact. I mean, you can essentially get a two-burner stove in the size of
almost like a 5-gallon propane. Am I wrong?
I wouldn't even say it's that big. I mean, it's tiny, man. Like, tiny, tiny. I was shocked how, like, Brandon Waters is the guy that showed it to me the first time. And
that checks. He's a cooker. He's family, dude.
He is. He showed it to me the first time, and I was shocked how small it was. You know, it's it's one of those deals where, kind of like Mo said, it's funny how things come and go in this space.
Same. That's how I have a Timbo Tusk in my garage. You know, it's like, and I know those have been around for a long time, but same, you know, like as soon as they hit this market, man, you start seeing them and, you know, and these people, you know, hats off to them that make them look amazing, you know, whether it be YouTube or whatever, you know, you see these people cooking on these things and I go to cook on it and sure enough, my meals never turn out looking as amazing.
What would you say? I just thought about this and really, I don't even know the answer to. What would you say is like the hottest cooking item for camping right now? I don't even know.
I don't know, man. I would, you know, 2 years ago, I would have thought the Timbo Tusk was the thing, but I don't know, man. I don't know if everybody's back to like just two burner status. You know, I know some people, you know, will bring those like backpacking meals, you know, where they just heat up water, you know, so now you just bring a jet boil thing to heat up 8 ounces of water and add to your dried food. And that's a meal. So it's like, gosh, I don't know what people are doing these days as far as like, this is what we need to be cooking on thing. And maybe it's kind of settled, right? Maybe the dust is settled. Maybe they're not coming out with any new cooking things.
I mean, Lord, what would you, it's like, I don't even know what else you'd come out with.
I don't know. Like, I thought Coleman, when they came out with like that little portable oven thing, you know, that works on their two burner. I thought that was something pretty unique, pretty cool, packs flat, super, super cool little thin thing.
Yeah.
And we loved it too, you know, but it just, you know, like an oven. Well, if you're putting it in an oven, it's got such a long cook time, whatever it is. Right. Mm-hmm. That it burned so much propane. So it's the same in the garage still. And I don't know if it'll ever come back out. Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? But definitely a pretty unique thing. But I think the Jetboil Genesis, that may have been like the last cool thing that came out, you know, being able to fold like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of like you were saying earlier, I think a lot of people probably have just kind of found what they like and found what they're used to. It's like, man, I can't even really think about, you know, changing my setup just because I've gotten so used to it now that I don't know. It probably turned me on top of my head, you know, trying to figure out what all I was doing in my system. So,
well, it's the same, you know, it's like I started two burner, went to like a Timbo Tusk, and then now, guess what? Back to a two burner.
Yeah.
And it just works, you know, it's just something convenient, the simplicity of it. Like I said, if I had a setup like yours, you know, where my tusk could sit up in the bed of like the Forerunner or whatever, that'd be amazing, you know, but it's like, I have to stand this thing up, do the three legs.
Yeah.
It's a thing and we still get it out, you know, like if it always depends on who we're camping with, how big a group, you know, are we going to put on a meal, and make sure there's plenty for everybody, you know? So it still checks that box, you know, but most times for me and the wife, you know, it's like, the two burner will get the job done.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, kind of like go-to meals, you know, if for me personally, Mo is going to hate this.
Oh, boy.
He's going to hate
it. Oh, boy.
Because he hates this company's parking lot. Oh. That's the only reason he doesn't like them.
Here we go.
Dude, I'm telling you, Trader Joe's.
Oh, boy. I knew it.
Dude, they have the easiest because they have their frozen section. They got these meals that are really good. They claim they're fresh. Who knows how fresh they really are, but... Man, it's awesome. You can just go cut open the back, throw it on top of a pan or whatever, and you got a meal in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's
what he's saying is you're going to have a meal quicker than it took you to find your parking spot at that place. So,
well, you know, I mean, when my experience with Trader Joe's, except the one in Denver, the one in Denver was the worst parking lot I've ever been in. But the one in Little Rock was just like a normal grocery parking lot. You know, they did have these weird kiosks. Things that took up random space, but I think that's just a Trader Joe's deal.
That is. I've only been to the one in Denver, and man, maybe one day I'll go back to one that has a big open parking spot.
Yeah.
But I mean, the food that came out of there wasn't terrible. Wasn't bad at all, really. You know, wife went in there, she grabbed a bunch of good things. You went in there, grabbed a bunch of good things. I know some of their dried fruit's amazing and stuff, but. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one of your go-to meals. I'm always surprised by how much Trader Joe's food you have, since we don't have one. You know, the closest one's, what, 3 hours from us? But you'll always be busting out Trader Joe's at camp.
Yeah, I mean, it's about 2.5 hours away. But no, Jacqueline and I, like, we'll stock up. Like, every time I go back home.
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Anytime I go back home to Little Rock, I'll always bring my fridge. And seriously, we'll come back with like, we may come home with $200 worth of, you know, Trader Joe's food. Just because, like, we like having it for camp and, like, even, yeah, it just
around
makes it
the
easy.
House. Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, we definitely don't have one. So I guess if you're making the trip, I'd throw everything you could in there.
Yeah.
You know, but that's wild, man. I knew it was one of your favorite meals. I didn't know it was the pinnacle, the top of the pyramid.
Well, I wouldn't say it's like my pinnacle of like all meals, but I would say it's probably my go-to if it's there kind of deal, just because it's easy.
Well, it does. It cooks well on the scuttle, you know, so it like checks that box and everything.
Yeah.
Same. I'm like I said, if I'm by myself, it's going to probably be a round meat.
Yeah.
Whether it be a burger, a hot dog, a brat.
Yeah.
Brat dog.
Do you ever do hobo meals?
Negative.
Have you ever done a hobo meal?
Like the tin foil packs?
Yeah.
Yeah, the foil packs?
Yeah.
I've done them. I could tell you a funny story about that.
Me too. You tell yours first.
Dude, this one's buck wild, man. We're out with some guys. We're out with these guys, and dude, they're too much sauce, man. Too much salsa. Get in that booze a little early before dinner. And they're starting to put this foil pack together, and it has all this shrimp and these potatoes and this corn. And I mean, it sounds good. And the thing is, and they were trying to cook, I guarantee 20 pounds of shrimp in this one foil pack. And dude, they start busting this foil open, and shit, some of these shrimp still just as clear as they were when they came out.
Yeah.
And they're telling me this thing's done. And I was like, man, it was a hard pass.
Yeah.
Probably my last like running with foil packs or hobo meals or whatever you want to say. But dude, I mean, this shrimp was the most clear. I mean, like if it was warm, you know, I'd have been impressed. But
right,
it was something else. But I like the idea of that, but I don't think there's any science to it. Not that I need that
right.
You know, for me to cook it or be interested, but it's like such a hard thing to do. I've been out with Dylan. He's tried to do these like foil pack cookie things, and you know, parts of it were good and parts, you know, you needed to throw to the side.
Yeah. Real quick, so in case anyone doesn't know what a hobo meal is, so what it is like you basically just chop up kind of whatever you want, really.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you take some coals out of the fire, you wrap it all up in that aluminum foil with, you know, some type of olive oil, butter, whatever.
I was
going to
say, butter's a good one.
Yeah, for sure. And then, yeah, you stick it right on the coals, stick a few coals on top of the pack. You know, it gets a nice and... Did you put coals on your pack?
Dude, yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to tell me you didn't. But, yeah, so you put coals on the pack, and it's supposed to get it
nice. I wasn't
nice
in charge
even.
Of this either. I was more of a onlooker.
Yeah. I'll tell you a pretty funny story. Nick is going to hate me for telling this story, but have you ever heard this?
No.
So this is like the first time I ever met Nick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a big fan of Nick like the first like time I ever hung out with him because all right, real quick. I loved Nick, but this time like I was like, what the heck, dude? So we were sitting there around the campfire, like Nick and I are kind of both like filling each other out.
Yeah.
You know, just talking, chit-chatting and I put my hobo meal like in the fire, right? And it's sitting there and like, it's just right on top of the fire. And then next thing you know, Nick just like hawks up a luge and spits it directly on my food. Like directly.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't even know what he's done, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he saw the look on my face. I'm like, whoa, dude.
Dude, it's like that, huh?
Yeah, because I thought he like knew what he was doing, you know? And all of a sudden, I kind of reach down there and, you know, grab my pack and like kind of knock it out of the way because I'm definitely not going to eat it at this point. Nick looks at me with this horrified face. He's like, was that your food? Yeah, dude, that was my food. Yeah. But man, I'm telling you, like now, dude, Nick's an incredible person. But yeah, that was just like he and I had known each other for I think a matter of 2 hours at that point. So I was kind of like, what the heck? But,
dude, he was letting you know where he stands.
Yeah, marking his territory.
Right. Right. This is my fire and I spit here.
Yeah.
No food is cooked here.
Yeah. But yeah.
I mean, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. I mean, foil packs, they're definitely another way, another option, you know, very minimal. You know, it's like whenever you're done, you're going to be able to throw your foil away, not have any dish cleanup or anything like that. So it's like there's perks to it. I've definitely done it. Been with folks that do it, and some folks that do it well, man, you're like, dang, man, that really turned out. But the folks that don't know how to do it, I think that's like where I started to steer clear.
Well, like, you can cook food on engine blocks. You ever seen anybody do that?
Never cooked food, but back in my more blue collar-ish days, people would do that, you know, on job sites and stuff. You'd see them, and who knows, man, who knows if it's healthy or not, but you'd see all these asphalt boys grab their lunch and take some of that hot asphalt and cover their lunch up with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
And it's, I guess, same thing. Keep your food warm.
That makes sense, though.
Well, it sounds psychotic to me, too, but I'm telling you, you'd see them do it, and you'd see them do it again, and then, you know, like, same. I'm such a basic dude that I'm probably going to be at a fast food restaurant, a little Mexican joint next door or something.
Well, like, I've never done the engine block deal, but I've seen, like, a lot of videos of guys, like, on their way out to camp or whatever, they'll grab a burrito or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Seems like that's always the way, man.
Yeah, and they'll
I almost want to look up a video. Is this, like, old wives' tale, or you think people are really doing it?
I know for sure I saw it on Overland Bound once, like, way, way back in the day, and that's where it really stuck in my brain, and then I've seen other people do it, you know, since, but... Yeah, they'll grab a burrito, stick it in aluminum foil, you know, get some wire or whatever, and then, yeah, they'll just essentially stick it right on the engine block while they're driving. Drive down the road, let it heat up. I don't know if it necessarily cooks it, but it'll heat it up.
Yeah.
And then it is piping hot by the time you get there.
Dude, you better make sure all your gaskets are right. You don't want the oil blowing out.
That'd be a thing. That'd be a thing, you know, but it, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I guess, a way to cook up some food.
It is. I mean, if that's where you're at, that's where you're at. You know, like, I would hope there's a better way. I mean, I guess it checks the box, though, if you're trying to go somewhere and you know you're going to be hungry when you get there.
Yeah.
You know, then maybe it checked the box. I guess if you had a 30-minute drive, I would be down for that. But, like, for camp cooking, it seems like a crazy thing, right? Like, could you imagine starting your car and people wondering what you're doing? And you're like, oh, dude, I'm just heating up dinner.
Like, what? Put it on the fire.
Yeah, throw that thing on this fire, man. Come on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's definitely a unique way. I mean, there's just now, I mean, can't forget about the old stick and the dog over the fire.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's as basic as it's going to get, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
heat works.
Yeah.
Instant. Cook it as fast as you want. Land that thing in the fire if you need to.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, the craziest camp setup for cooking I've ever seen. I mean, I know I've definitely seen some crazy ones, but maybe, like...
Some of these people, Travis, out of Alabama, he's, like, started to bring... and same with Jesse with the Switchback Supper Club. You know, now these guys are starting to tote. I think Solo Stove's making it, but making a little pizza oven.
Really?
Dude, and I mean, these boys are turning out these amazing pizzas in this little, maybe it's Solo Stuff. This is where we need our grant to be googling for us. But it's this little pizza oven. But it's funny, he was cooking, and then just by freak chance, the people beside him, he didn't know him.
Yeah.
They pulled out the same pizza oven.
Really?
Yeah. I was blown away. And so maybe that's it. You know, like how you were asking me earlier, like, what do I think people are going to?
Right.
Maybe that's the new hotness. Pizza stoves, pizza ovens.
I could get on that. I feel like I could probably makeshift one out of, like, stuff out in the woods, though.
I don't know.
I know that's, like, a little crazy. Like, why would I do that? But.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't know. It'd probably be way easier just to buy it.
But some folks are turning out some amazing pizzas. His pizza was amazing. Jesse's have always been amazing. Their neighbors were doing a pizza, so had some of theirs, also amazing. It just seems stuff like that. Like, if you've got the room and you're going to have people, you know, a lot of these people too want to put on for folks, you know, they want to put on a big meal and a big spread and have, you know, folks leave with full bellies and stuff like that, you know? And it's like, those are the folks that have, like, the most, extravagant setups.
Yeah. I mean, like, Jesse, I had never I mean, I'd met Jesse a few times, but I'd never had any of his food up until, was it
Rendezvous? Mountain West.
Maybe it was Rendezvous.
No, Mountain West, he served those walking tacos out of those Frito chili things.
Yeah, but he had us, remember, he had a, I think it was Overland of America, maybe, when they pulled us over there that one night. Or maybe
that was Rendezvous with the pizzas, the apple pizza, dude, apple butter.
That was the best.
Yeah, I'm saying, like apples, like apple butter, but if you put it on a pizza, now I love it.
Yeah, and then he made us some other food. What? All the food he made us was incredible, and I'd never had anything like that off of a camp stove. And, I mean, it... And really,
well, he's just different, right? You know, it's like what he's bringing with his knowledge, his skill set. It's like you're going to get amazing meals, and it's not like going to be like a Mo or Jo basic meal. It's going to be like something that like generally you would have to go to a restaurant to get.
Yeah. Now that's definitely the case. I mean, he was making food I couldn't even really pronounce, so it was great.
Same, always some oddball. Ingredients, you know, stuff that, like I said, most of the times it doesn't sound like it's going to work or make sense, but you put it in your mouth and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, his whole setup may be one of the most extravagant ones I've seen. I don't know if he's even still pulling his trailer or if that's even still a thing, you know, but that thing opens like a Swiss Army knife into, you know, a full like galley.
Yeah.
You know, like you can cook, clean, both of them, him and Robin, can you just absolutely slay it
right
on that. But
yeah,
I mean, those things are good. Like I say, Jordan, you know, he brings out a propane grill, like one of those ones that folds flat and
like a grill.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Not like a charcoal grill, like a grill, like hook your propane up. This thing's legit.
Yeah. No, I mean, he does. And dude, I mean, it seems to work for him. You know, when you got a Tacoma, you got a truck bed. It's like,
a truck.
Yeah. You can bring whatever you
truck
want.
Truck it around.
I know. The only thing, okay, this is what I can tell you guys probably, I don't even want to say not to do, because it's like, if it's all you got, it's all you got. But like, I remember when I first started out, it was actually before I bought my Coleman stove. I remember I went to Academy and got the cheapest single burner butane stove. It was butane.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know like anything about it. So I was like, oh, stove's $20. I'm sure it's fine. You know, dude, it was cold as heck that first night I went. And dude, I couldn't even hardly get my stove to turn on.
Yeah, like, butane didn't want to work in the cold temps.
No. And it did turn on, but I remember it took about, I want to say it took almost 30 minutes to cook like two eggs. Like,
dude, that's the world's worst, like running out of gas or your stuff not wanting to work. You know, we've run into things where like even at elevation out west where it's like propane doesn't even want to stay lit, you know? And it's like, those are things that come with the travels. Like you have it dialed and then all of a sudden your stove won't light.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, keep that in mind. Like if you're just getting into this and you're looking for a stove, don't get like one of the cheap butane ones. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the higher end ones are a lot better, but yeah, the cheaper ones, like, they'll be great during the summer. But yeah, if you're trying to do any type of cold weather cooking or anything, you'll hate your life. So
there's truth to that. Yeah. And same, I forgot we even had one of those, but I do have a butane stove in the Land Cruiser. That's my like go-to for that.
Yeah.
Trying to have something to cook on everywhere, but it's same, you know, the rules, like I said, if it's me, it's going to be just the most basic. And you know, if I'm lucky enough to have the wife tagging along, I know I'm going to be eating good.
Oh yeah. Gourmet.
You know, so it's like, man, you just try and figure these things out, you know, same as you, same as me. We haven't been doing this forever, but like always, man, you'll try some things that stick and then some things you'll try and they'll work, but you know that there's a better way.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of one of those deals too, where, I mean, I'm sure you can way overcomplicate it. Folks do, and don't do it. I'm telling you, like, well, unless it's like something that you really enjoy, like if your thing is cooking, definitely overcomplicate it, because you'll have a ton of fun with it.
Yeah, and you'll be everybody's favorite. You'll have probably a ton of new friends. You know, Caleb Baker, he's same way. He puts on real meals. You know, I think I've had like some bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
out there with him before. And same things, you know, where you're just like, this impressive looking meal came out of a camp, right. out of a camp kitchen, camp yeah. cook up.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's definitely one of those deals. If you're not into cooking, like just try to keep it basic because you'll enjoy the camping aspect of it a lot more. Yeah. I mean, there for a while, like I thought I was going to have all the setup in the world. And then after a while, I just kind of found what worked and I mm-hmm. just stuck with it. So,
yeah, we're the same. You know, it's like our two burner stays in there all the time. Butane's the two burner that stays in the 80 all the time. And it's like, that's really what we've one pot, one pan. And that usually does it for us. Like I said, we're fairly basic. We don't just go nuts.
Yeah.
But we always eat good. That yeah. I mean, for the longest time, and still true, right? It's like a lot of the times if I'm out camping, I will eat better while I'm out camping than while I'm at home. And who knows yeah. why that is the way it is, but
yeah,
it seems to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Well, cool. Well, guys, we definitely appreciate you listening in. If there's ever anything you guys want to add, you know, to this cooking, I guess
conversation. Yeah, let us know your favorite setups. You yeah. know, like what is something that we overlook? You know, I know we did.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no doubt, you know, I know there's MSR makes a bunch of stuff. You know, I know there's a bunch of, you know, different kinds of cook setups, you know,
pocket so. Stoves and everything. Yeah, so right. yeah, I mean, if there's anything that we miss, like let us know. Cause hey, we are always open to try out different stuff.
Yeah. Same. Like I said, hopefully we'll see y'all, out on the road as well.
Yeah.
We'll be at Rancho Cucamonga, coming up end of this month, and we'll be back in Pomona shortly after that. So if y'all are in that area, come by. Say hey, J.O. and myself will both be there. So we'd love to meet y'all and answer any questions y'all may have.
Yeah. And guys, this week's coupon code, I'm not putting in the middle this time.
Uh-oh.
This week's coupon code is going to be all caps, CAMPCOOK15. So that's CAMPCOOK15. And guys, yeah, check us out on backwoodsadventuremods.com. That coupon code will work for anything on the website. And yeah, check us out on Backwoods Adventure Mods for Instagram. We're on TikTok now. It's the same. And then, yeah, YouTube is, yeah, the same, Backwoods Adventure Mods. So, yeah, guys, we definitely appreciate you listening in. And, yeah, we've
got a lot of good things coming. You know, not sure if y'all noticed, but everything on our website is now free shipping. And then,
oh, yeah.
Our inventory is coming back. So we're about to have a lot of our items back in stock again. So if there's something you've been looking for or holding out for, just be a little patient. We'll have it before you know it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Peace.
See ya.